And the challenge is for every brother and for every sister that God takes notice of those that behave wisely. No wonder that in the same chapter that it is mentioned four times that he behaved wisely, it is also mentioned four times that David was loved by a certain individual. He was loved by Jonathan. He was loved by Michael. He was loved by the people of God. And you can rest assured that there is the reward of behaving wisely, that there is affections and love of the saints toward that person. So we have to learn this principle, you know. I hope for relief tonight that we didn't spend the whole day. We spoke about this and we spoke about that. And I can't wait until I jump into the swimming pool of the blood. That's the only thing that I'm thinking of. Or what kind of basketball we're going to play in the pool. I really hope that whatever we discuss today, that something of it is going to stick with us. There's going to be an impact and effect in our whole life. That you and I, we need to take responsibilities. We need to take responsibilities in local assemblies, responsibilities in my home, in my domestic circumstances, and responsibilities toward men. We have a responsibility toward mankind. And that responsibility has been declared in the gospel message. But you know what? For you and I to take these responsibilities, I have to behave wisely. I have to behave in a way that is consistent to Scripture. Or else, everything you say means nothing. If I'm not behaving and living in a way that is consistent with the Word of God, I can put a show. And that show will only be seen to the brethren. You can pray and utter the best prayer amongst all the saints. But I want to tell you this. Your prayer will not ascend above the ceiling. It will stay here. This man behaved wisely. And because he behaved wisely, he can take up responsibility. He can take up responsibility. The second time. Verse 14. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. This is the most precious thing to me personally. And the Lord was with him. Every time I read that word, the Lord was with somebody, I have to say it brings before me a theme of Moses and Enoch and men like that. What does it mean for a man that behaves wisely that God desires to be with that person? Which way do you believe that God in His grace would love to come and visit Abraham? In Genesis 18 it says, and Jehovah came to Abraham. Why do you think He came to Abraham? Because he behaved wisely. When it comes about Enoch, to understand that this was a man that walked with God. When you consider Moses, that he spoke to God face to face. How does it feel for God to look at you, a brother or a sister, and say, this is my friend. And the Lord was with him. I don't think there's anything greater than this. The great reward of me behaving wisely, whether in the assembly or at home or to a man, is that my blessed Savior is with me. So often we sing this song, and He walks with me. And He walks with me. And when we talk about equal communications and the company we keep with, just have you imagined ever, have you took notice that when I do things, I'm doing it in the presence of the One who died for me. When I do things that are so sinful, have I ever considered that I'm doing it in the presence who paid for it by His blood, and yet I'm willing to do these horrible things? David behaved wisely, and the Lord was with him. The third one, it says in verse 30, we have discussed having testimony from without. The Philistines were the worst enemies. I don't know where these Philistines have seen these features of David. Just the scripture brings that verse. Then the princes of Philistines went forth. And it came to pass after they went forth that David behaved himself more wisely than all the servants of Saul. I truly don't know exactly, I'm not really convicted of that first turmoil, whether when they went out to battle or whether they came by Saul or, you know, but I just leave it this way. That a man that behaves wisely, that even his enemies will be at peace with him, if I can put it this way. That there was a testimony from without that could say, this man is behaves wisely than all the servants of Saul. I wonder, I'm going to challenge you with this question, and I'll leave it here. I would tell Thomas, if I spoke to your friend, a person that I know that goes to your school, and I said, what do you think of Thomas? It's a challenging thought, you know. A challenging thought. If I would have an opportunity to take your boss in whatever company you work at, and I ask him, what do you think? What do you think of Mark? I wonder if the testimony from without will be consistent with the testimony from within. When it came to the servants of Saul, it was, you might say, the circle from within. When it came to the Philistines, it was the circle from without. Whether from within or from without, David behaved himself wisely. I just pray and I trust that what we have discussed today will stay with us. When we go to our assemblies, that there will not be a sense of complaining and whining and a lack of satisfaction and a lack of contentment. But we will go to our local testimony with one focus. Christ Jesus is in the midst of it. And because Christ is in the midst, I'm going to behave wisely before the Lord, with my brethren, and also to the men. So in closing, I want to thank every single one of you that came to the conference. And I pray that it was profitable for all of us. We would ask you that when you go back to your own local testimonies, we're not rushing you to go back now, but when you go back, please bring the love and the greetings from the saints in New Jersey. Also, I want to say that there are copies of Food and the Mark on the table outside. If you don't have a copy of the most recent volume, right, please pick up a copy. If you have any question, you can come and ask the question. Maybe the brother will put it, I'm sure, in the next issues in the future. Don't forget the Believer's Bookshelf and what we have spoken in the morning about the discounted prices on certain books. The other announcement is, I mentioned it twice, I'll mention it for the final time. After our supper here, we're going to go by Brother Doug Wyman's house to enjoy further fellowship with one another. I want to thank a lot of people that have been working behind the scenes. And a lot of individuals put much time and labor to make this possible for us, even for our physical needs. So I just want to give a special thanks to our sister Martha Gasparo and many sisters that took time to spend it with us and help serving the food and making things enjoyable for us. The last thing that I would like to say, in light of our domestic circumstances, Tomorrow, a lot of us have this Father's Day. And I'm not saying that so that Thomas and my children will get me something nice. But I just want to say this. The parents really love their children. They really do. And if you ask any godly father, of what do you have in mind for your children? A godly father has them that they will grow up to be godly individuals. And sometimes fathers, you know, you might not like the instructions of your fathers, but you can rest assured it is all because they love you dearly. So when we leave this conference, please consider the exhortations of your parents. They love you very much. And they love you, and they want you to be in conferences like this. So don't make much of them only tomorrow, just on Father's Day. Just respect them, and you will find out a lot of you, when you become parents, you will look back and say, you know what, I have to say, everything that my parents told me and did to me, they were right, 100%. And how wonderful it is that our hearts will be prepared for a greater body than our earthly bodies. Is that tomorrow we can come together to remember the Lord Jesus and to worship our blessed Father. So I just want to say this in passing. Thank you for coming. The brother that would close in a word of prayer.